Greetings, my name is Dennis, and this is the soundtrack of my life, part one. Like most people, my earliest musical memories were whatever my family was listening to at the time. Both my parents were in their 30s, and my sister was turning 17, so the music that was played in our house was rather diverse. When I was four, my sister got married, moved out, and my parents and I moved to Germany, where I had a bunch of teenage babysitters whose musical influence was the greatest, with the introduction of Kiss. I loved Kiss. I dressed up like them, I drew them, and I listened to their music, which I had just one A-track, but for hours on end. This first song was one of my earliest memories. It's The Horse Cliff by Cliff Nobles and Company. My mother always thought it was called The Horse. This is the song that my sister used to practice her cheerleading routines to.
Of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. Slave that no man could free.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
I love you to want me the way that I want you. be. Baby, you love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be.
Darling, if you want me to be closer to you, get closer to me.
Welcome aboard.
We are.
never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong.
Billy Joel, which became the theme song to Bosom Buddies, which along with Xanadu planted the little seed of what it was to become a commercial artist. I lived in Hawaii from second grade through sixth grade, which I think was the 81 through 85. Music at that time was pretty heavily influenced by what I saw on TV, especially on Night Tracks, Night Flight, Solid Gold. My family were pretty big adopters of the whole VHS and cable technology. I don't think we had MTV for a few years. It took a while to get to Hawaii. But I used videotape performances or videos or anything like that, even movies, and then later audio taped them using a little tape deck, and that became a music collection. This next set is a sampling of my taste during that period.
To the max, I want your love, you. Pretty young, to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not,
brawl to get that booty yackle. Leg her down and smack them yackle. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.
Pleasure for years and years. DJ's task was just to play records. What more could you ask? But then came remixes, scratching and cuts, which was too much for many. Drove some DJs nuts, but the DJ named Glove has reigned supreme as the turntable wizard of the hip-hop scene. So listen to and check it out, but remember this: when the Glove's on the wheels of steel, he's reckless.
Stop trying. I got really into reading metal magazines like Cream and Hit Parader and Circus. I was already an avid reader of Fangoria magazine, so the marriage of metal and horror films was already there. But casually listening to early 80s metal or sort of soft metal bands like Def Leppard and Quiet Riot and Twisted Sister. In fact, the TS symbol, Twisted Sister, was the first symbol I started drawing on my folders. So in retrospect, the transition into metal was fairly natural. What wasn't natural was this next song and the story that goes along with it. Not a metal song at all, but a horrible, horrible metal dramatic song that haunts me to this day in neighborhood karaoke bars. The story behind it, many people have heard, few people understand, revolves around a school trip to an ice skating rink where my friends and I, during the couple skate, watched the school couple, which was Adam and Tiffany. They had broken up earlier, although their drama went on through most of the day. And Adam proceeded to skate alone to this song, pantomiming every word, while Tiffany and her group of friends consoled her. And it was just painful, painful to watch. About as painful as this song.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
We'll be right back.
to Tucson in mid-85. Tucson was a bit further along than Hawaii, if you can imagine that. The metal scene here was in full force. Tons of kids with long hair, which my dad wouldn't allow me to have because he was in the Air Force. Jeans and concert shirts. So I felt pretty much at home. Then in 8th grade, in my art class, some kids played the Ramones for me. That was the first kind of that kind of band I heard. And my good friend Andrew played U2 for the first time and kind of explained what that was all about. And I started hearing names like Fishbone and The Cure and Circle Jerks. So my hunger for new music pretty much started from that point and grew through high school.
Gobble, gobble, we accept you, we accept you, one of us. Gobble, gobble, we accept you, we accept you, one of us.
Rosen.